This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Alrighty, folks. Haven't said what's up to the stream yet. What's up to the stream? YouTube.com /BMitch30. That's the stream address. B actually checked this morning.
That is not it.
I'm pretty sure that's it. Who did you say was the first comment this morning?
Somebody blonde.
Yeah, that's who I see.
New person.
Patrick Starr with blonde weave.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to Patrick Starr with the blonde weave.
Then I
weave.
Saw Patrick just getting on everybody.
Is he one of them?
He was.
Just going at folks, huh?
Yeah, I haven't seen him lately.
I don't mind. I kind of think that's funny. There was some dude in there making fun of everybody yesterday. It was definitely making fun of me. I think it is always fun to look at the stream. It's its own little ecosystem in there, and I hope everybody's happy and healthy. Speaking of happy and healthy, B.
Yeah.
Washington obviously coming off their bye week, right?
Yep.
What's the biggest advantage of the bye?
Help. Get guys that have been banged up and feeling bad. Get them a little bit fresher. You can also reassess things that's been going on, what's been going wrong, what's been working. And you also may be able to adjust some stuff during that little bye week. You know, because, like, the coach is putting the whole offense, whole defense. And then you get accustomed to running certain things. And just like you get comfortable with it, the other teams begin to figure it out. This is the time where you can now come up with some stuff that looks exactly like what you were doing before. And they're going to be set up for it, and then, boom, you do something else.
How important do you think the bye is for Kingsbury to make sure offensively everything is fresh? Or one thing you've been doing to now run the counter to it, something like that.
Well, I think what he did in the game prior to the bye shows that he can make adjustments and work things out. So he just has to build off of that. You know, I don't think he needs to go in and overhaul his whole deal. Just realize what happened in the prior three games to the last one. And yeah, those defenses were better on top of that. But ultimately, come up with some stuff because, you know, I don't believe it was just Kingsbury's scheme. I believe the injuries played a major factor in those three losses in a row.
And I do think this execution. You can look at
– the execution was
– you can look at when coaches say execution as an excuse, or it's also an answer some of the time. Like, some of it is real. I think
– because, like, if you look at some of those games, those three games, and after the games, were people not saying that there were plays there? So if it's drawn up and someone is open and the ball doesn't get to him, quarterback get hit or the quarterback doesn't see it, is that the scheme or is that just, execution? Somebody missed a block. Or maybe by missing a block, you, instead of looking to your next read, you now take off running. You know what I mean? So all that stuff pops into it. But it's easy to just say, you know, oh, yeah, it's the scheme later in the season. No, it gets more than that.
I think there's so much eye candy stuff with Cliff's offense, so much misdirection that I do think teams can kind of, after 10, 12 weeks, they've seen it so much that they pay less attention to it. But at the same time, Cliff could counter to that. I think.
But other teams do that too, though, Jay.
Right. I think the most effective play Washington has, like, if there's one play they have to run, it's that counter QB draw to the right side. Like, you know, teams talk about how many plays they've got for 2-point conversions, and like what's your go-to play, you need 3 yards, like that's what I'm calling every time. And you get your big boys in space, you get Jaden in space, and from that you can easily make that an RPO. Now, that's gotten a little harder with ineligible man downfield being a point of emphasis. But you coach those guys up on that. You make sure they're aware that the pass option's there. And I don't think, like, we could talk about the offense falling off a cliff and it just gets to be so predictable. And I don't want to oversimplify stuff, but I think there is a cottage industry of overly complicating football.
Yeah.
When this organization, when the Redskins were at their best, you know what Joe Gibbs would do?
They ran counter trey.
They would just call the same damn play over and over
until you stop it.
But
if I could call the same play over and over, what does that tell me? My O-line is winning against their D-line. My tight ends are blocking their linebackers. They know that they knew the play was coming. You know, I have lined up behind that line, and they will say, they're coming right here. And we go right there and get 10 yards. You know what I mean? So, ultimately, it comes down to who's going to win that one-on-one battle. Who's going to win those matchups that come up into those plays? It's not someone just, oh, I know what he's running. You know, you can't tell me when it's 4 minutes left in the game, Washington is up by 3 points, you didn't know that they were going to turn back and give it to John Riggins, give it to Gerald Riggs, give it to Ernest Biner?
You don't think people know what Kansas City's doing?
Yeah. But, like, that's what I mean, like the eye candy. So many people move around and do different things. But what you have to do with that is move around and let them think what's about to happen and do something totally different. The play has to be different, the end result. Because if you've been going with emotion and then all of a sudden, boom, I'm going this little rollout, they see that, yes, okay. But how about you go with that motion, going that direction, and boom, you go to run, and then a running back takes a step here and come back under, you hand the ball off, he goes the other side.
Yeah, man, I never really bought into the cliff that people were terming it. I think especially the Arizona stats were really impacted by Kyler Murray getting injured.
Yeah.
I think they looked really good against Tennessee. Go out and look really good this week. I think if you have a cliff concern, I think your greater concern should be about, like, the Bears trying to hire him than a second-half collapse, frankly. Something may have happened, Brian.
Where?
That I have been very loud, saying I don't expect to happen. Now, I don't know. I don't know if this thing actually is happening. I wouldn't be shocked if this is just some spin. Mm-hmm. It might be a fair way to say it. But something might be happening that I would actually celebrate, and I would say I was wrong. What the hell am I talking about? I'll tell you when we come back. It's Beamish Spin.